In Africa, a massive vaccination campaign of another sort is underway. Tomorrow, health workers in Kenya and Uganda plan to immunize almost 5 million children against polio. The polio virus had been eradicated from those countries years ago, but it recently came back. Chris Marr is at the World Health Organization, where he is helping to coordinate this emergency vaccination campaign. He's now at WHO headquarters in Geneva. What exactly is going to be happening tomorrow?
Lisa, we're going to start a campaign that's going to take place over several days. And what's going to happen is that health workers and volunteers in these two countries and in neighbouring countries are going to be going from village to village and house to house, or tent to tent in the case of nomad communities, to find children under the age of five and give them polio vaccine.
Polio is basically a virus that affects the nervous system, and it is contagious. And it's been now more than a month since the new polio cases were diagnosed in both Kenya and Uganda. So is the immunization campaign happening fast enough to contain the disease? Do you feel as though right now you're chasing it already?
To some extent, you're always chasing an outbreak. By the time you detect the first cases and by the time you get laboratory results on those cases, the virus is already circulating. But the way in which response campaigns are structured is to cover a broad enough area to try to ensure that any transmission that may be occurring is going to get picked up. So in both countries, more than 2 million children are targeted by the campaign. That's quite a vigorous response, considering that we only have two or three cases in each country at the moment.
Chris, let me ask you about the WHO's role in this itself. The organization is part of a global polio eradication campaign that was supposed to have defeated this disease a decade ago. Polio, as you've been saying, continues to spread. What is causing this comeback?
Lisa, there's different problems in different endemic countries. The two countries that export virus most commonly are India and Nigeria. In India, the problem is basically related to the size and the density of the population in the north. And in Nigeria, the problem is more related to the operational realities of getting vaccine to children there and to population movements in and out of northern Nigeria.
The global effort has been pretty successful, though. I mean, 20 years ago, there were 300,000 cases of polio a year. Last year, fewer than 2,000 cases. Will you, do you believe, ever get to zero worldwide?
Oh, I think we'll certainly get to zero. I don't think there's a loss of global will, and I think we can get this done, but it will take a great deal of effort over the next 2 years to do it.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris Marr, head of country operations for the World Health Organization's polio program. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Lisa.